You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin will put up a new billboard in Eau Claire this week, highlighting Congressman Derek Van Orden's support for the recently passed federal budget bill. The first billboard went up in La Crosse last week, displaying a tweet from Congressman Van Orden posting yes in all caps in response to a tweet stating that millions will lose health care, school meals, and food assistance. Congressman Van Orden deleted the tweet, saying he published it in error and it was meant as a response to a tweet from White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. St. Croix Hospice has announced it has entered into an agreement to acquire Mayo Clinic Health System's hospice operations in western Wisconsin. According to a press release, the agreement still requires regulatory approval, which should be finalized in the coming weeks. St. Croix Hospice operates more than 85 locations across the Midwest, and officials say the new agreement with Mayo Clinic Health System will allow them to offer patient-centric end-of-life care to even more area residents. The terms of the agreement have not yet been released. A Rice Lake theater could be forced to close their doors as a lending company seeks the repayment of an $850,000 loan through foreclosure. According to Barron County court documents, the Northern Star Theater Company took out the loan in 2018 by mortgaging the West Marshall Street property. The lender, Wisconsin Impact Fund, filed a complaint last month accusing the theater company of failing to pay the note's outstanding balance by March 1st. The Northern Star Theater Company has not yet responded to the newly filed lawsuit. Attorney General Josh Call has announced another new multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to block the Trump administration's efforts to restrict access to health care for transgender youth. It argues that the administration is overstepping its authority by using threats of criminal prosecution and federal investigations to pressure health care providers into reducing or eliminating those services. It also argues that the administration's actions undermine state laws that require equal access to medical treatment. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to the annual Farm Technology Days event this week. The yearly event gives residents a chance to see some of the latest developments in the agricultural industry, including new technology and research. The DNR will also have their own tent, where officials will share information on conservation efforts, management practices, and offer free nitrate screenings for private well owners. This year's Farm Technology Days event will take place from Tuesday to Thursday in Waupaca County. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to become community scientists by contributing to the Game Bird Survey. According to a press release, the survey will be open through the end of the month and seeks to measure the reproductive status of game birds across the state. The data collected from the surveys is then used to help DNR officials make informed population management decisions for the birds. More information and a link to download the survey can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. The town of Hudson clerk, who faced criticism over her compensation for the part-time position, resigned on Wednesday. Questions about the clerk's six-figure salary arose following a wage study conducted by a labor attorney that found her hourly wage was more than double the wage of the same position in similar municipalities and comparable to the hourly wage of the Wisconsin governor. The town board recently decided to leave the salary as is, but increased the hours for the position to a full 40 per week. The town of Hudson treasurer also resigned. A trial date has been set for the former Glenwood City School District superintendent accused of stealing over $200,000 from the district in education reimbursements and payments for graduate courses that he never took. 53-year-old Timothy Johnson is facing a total of 17 charges, including theft in excess of $100,000, laundering money, uttering a forgery, and misconduct in office. He entered not guilty pleas to the charges in June, and a trial in St. Croix County Court is now scheduled to begin on January 21st. Wisconsin residents will soon no longer need to pay state sales taxes on their electric and natural gas bills year-round under the new biennial budget. The state sales tax exemption had previously applied only from November to April when utility bills tend to be higher due to the winter weather. Under the new budget, the sales tax exemption will apply year-round and is estimated to save residents a combined nearly $180 million over the next 2 years. The sales tax will automatically be removed from energy bills beginning October 1st. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the participation rate for apprenticeship programs is at a record high. According to the report, over 17,000 people participated in the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Registered Apprenticeship Program in 2024. The number of kids in the state participating in apprenticeship programs has also more than doubled over the last few years, from 5,100 in 2019 to well over 11,000 this year. The programs aim to address workforce shortages in fields like construction and healthcare. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury, Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like, but yeah, let's keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stephen Colbert has a few months left as host of The Late Show after the announcement he was let go by Paramount a couple weeks ago. Last week, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared on the show and was asked by the host who the leader of the Democratic Party is. When she didn't answer to his liking, Colbert held her feet to the fire, and she finally said there are a lot of leaders. Sigh. Hard to believe the party is struggling. Harris was on the show to promote her book, 107 Days, which chronicles her whirlwind run for the presidency in 2024. And just like that, there will be no more Sex and the City, according to Variety. After six seasons of the original, two feature films, and three seasons of And Just Like That, series creator Michael Patrick King says the franchise is finally kaput for the time being. Sarah Jessica Parker paid tribute to her character, Carrie Bradshaw, with a montage on Instagram. The franchise finale will air August 15th on Max, or whatever it's called now. Pamela Anderson has been married five times, once to Tommy Lee, once to Robbie Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, twice to a professional poker player, and only one time to some guy named Dan. She must love marriage. One of the few men she did not marry was former Superman actor Dean Cain. Last week, Cain said he and Anderson's relationship fizzled for one reason. I know what you're thinking. It's because she was too busy getting married to other men. But no. But Cain says that's not why. He says things didn't last because he was never into life in the fast lane, and Anderson was. That, along with the fact that she got married every other week, was probably a hindrance. Cain did have a lot of good things to say about Anderson. Pamela Anderson has revived her career and has gotten serious about the craft of acting. She received rave reviews for Showgirl and currently stars in The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson. They were, quote, caught, end quote, on the set of The Tonight Show, making out. Yes, the two are dating, unless they've already married by the time of this airing. Sometimes showbiz news can fly under the radar. One of my favorite Quentin Tarantino films is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. In really cool news, Tarantino has written a sequel called The Adventures of Cliff Booth, based on the stuntman character played by Brad Pitt, a role that won him an Oscar in 2020. Tarantino is teaming up with another heavy filmmaking hitter in David Fincher, who will direct the film. Brad Pitt's Plan B Entertainment has partnered with Netflix. The Adventures of Cliff Booth will drop on Netflix in 2026. One of the coolest MCU franchises is getting a series. Black Panther fans will be excited to hear that four episodes of Eyes of Wakanda are now available to stream. The Ryan Coogler executive-produced animated series will follow a Wakandan tribe that acts as the nation's secret police force as they carry out dangerous missions to retrieve vibranium artifacts throughout history. The missions take them to the Trojan War and beyond. Sounds cool. You can look for it on Disney+. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.